sharing this one and only life, ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man.
That was Candy Station with Young Hearts Run Free, and welcome to week 4 of Girl Power on Leeds Student Radio. Tonight we've got material coming from X, Hex, Haim, Skinny Girl Diet, Pins and Black Honey to look forward to. And that first track from Candy Station was originally released in 1976, and it's written by David Crawford. And interestingly, the kind of culmination and the idea behind that song, Crawford and Candy were sat having lunch in LA, and she was having kind of relationship problems, and he was always asking her, like, what's wrong, like, what's going on with your life? And she was kind of in the midst of a very abusive relationship, unfortunately, and he told her that he was going to write her a song to make her feel better, and that was the result. A classic tune that we all love to dance to on a Saturday night, I'm sure. But next up, we've got a song from Black Honey, who performed in Leeds earlier in October, I think the 15th at Hedgerow House. They're a great band to go see. If you ever have the opportunity, definitely go check them out. Like, they always perform really well. But the song, Kareen, that I'm going to play, according to Izzy Phillips, who is Black Honey's frontwoman and vocalist, the story behind this song comes from the experience of visiting a friend in hospital and the song supposedly pulled her best friend back into reality after hearing it.
Corey, come back to me, 'cause it's 6 in the morning and we're only playing make-believe. Corey, come back to me, 'cause we live in a movie that's the point.
Students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
I'm not afraid to
Days by You on Leeds Student Radio. You're listening to Girl Power. And before that, we had Black Honey with Corrine. Song I just played by Pins, they released their album earlier this year in September, I believe, Wild Nights. And the video for that song's pretty cool if you want to check that out. They're kind of riding through the desert among the dunes. They filmed it in Badlands whilst touring America, which was earlier this year as well. And I think next year they'll be touring the UK. But next, I'm going to take a look at a band that I played earlier this week when I went on Tom's show, Not Quite Indie, Not Quite Punk, on Tuesday. And they're called Skinny Girl Diet. Kind of interesting name, inspired by Tumblr blogs surrounding pro-anorexia kind of leanings. It's meant to be kind of a statement against that kind of activity. They're actually a band that like to make a lot of statements. They're from North London. It's a trio of three girls. A lot of their songs are very empowering, attack a lot of different issues. But this song is called Silver Spoons, and it is from their EP Reclaiming Your Life, which was released on October the 16th. Really interesting album kind of artwork for that EP, if you want to check that out. But without further ado, this is Silver Spoons. Skinny Girl Diet on Leeds Student Radio. The time is 16 minutes past six and you are listening to Girl Power. A band played in Leeds last night. I think Eleanor, who I do Indian Alternative with, attended this gig at Hedgerow House, and it was X-Hex. Kind of gutted I didn't manage to get down there. But they're a band, a trio really, from Washington DC, and they had a lot of stints in different bands before they formed this project in 2014. Ranging from 90s grunge girls Helium, supergroup Wild Flag, to kind of more ambient duo Aquarium, and kind of more shoegazy experimentalist kind of Fire Tape sound. The song I'm going to play is Don't Want to Lose. Hope you enjoy it.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
XX there with Don't Want to Lose, a fabulous track. But we haven't really been hearing a lot from a really popular kind of early 2013-2014 girl band Haim in a while. They've recently kind of started their own radio show on Beats One called Haim Time, which is quite, yeah, clever. Like that one. But the track I'm going to play isn't a Haim track. It's actually a cover that they did of Tame Impala from their recent album Currents that they released earlier this year, 'Cause I'm a Man. And when they kind of created this remix, Danielle Haim talked about it a bit on her Instagram when she posted the link up when they announced it. And she kind of talks about how they first encountered each other when Haim played a kind of sideshow in Tokyo. And they'd never really heard of Tame Impala before. And she said, I just remember standing in the crowd and not really understanding how this massive sound was coming off the stage with just four people playing. I mean, if you've seen Tame Impala live, you'll understand exactly what she means. Their shows are incredible. Like, not only the sound, the visuals that accompany them immediately. Like, and she kind of said that straight away, they, like all the sisters in Haim, they kind of downloaded Tame Impala's tracks and listened to them. And they've never really done like a kind of remix before. I remember they said when they released this. So they've kind of done a kind of Haim twist on it. It's not too different. It is basically 'Cause I'm a Man, but sung by Haim. But it's a little bit slower, a little bit different. It's really, yeah, it's just quite a good track. And it's a nice cover as well. wonderful, incredible Haim there covering Tame Impala's Because I'm a Man from their album Currents, released earlier this year. And in a interview with Noisy a few months ago, Haim actually announced that they're currently working on their second album, which I'm sure is great news to everyone. It's especially music to my ears. I haven't seen them since 2013, I think, when I really embarrassed myself by fangirling immensely when Alana kind of jumped into the crowd, like, section where I was stood, and I spent the rest of my time going around being like, I touched, like, Haim. So I need, like, an opportunity to redeem myself. So hopefully we'll be getting that next year when that album is released. But next, I've got a kind of twin sister group who have, interestingly, roots in Australia and Sweden due to their parentage. And they are called Seilulu, which is an interesting name anyway. But their debut album, Lucid Dreaming, was released on the 23rd of February. But here is a track from that album called Better in the Dark.
The sound of students in Leeds.
The sound of students in Leeds.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
That was a really lovely track from Seilulu there. That was Better in the Dark. The Spice Girls are famed for their girl power ethics, so naturally every week we're going to have to play a really cringy but excellent Spice Girls track, because nothing else is as good as nostalgia-inducing pop. But this week's track is Say You'll Be There from their debut album, from 1996, the year I was born, which is scary. And it was kind of released. It's been covered by Mo. I think we're kind of still debating the pronunciation of her kind of name. But she did a cover of it earlier this year, which is really great. You should check that one out. I think it's on Spotify, YouTube. It's really accessible. But in this music video for Say You'll Be There, it's actually quite inspired by kind of the aesthetic of Pulp Fiction, interestingly. And there's loads of symbols of male disempowerment, which is kind of an interesting watch. Don't know if that's enticing anyone to go check out the music video. But it was their second number one single after Wannabe, and here it is now, Say You'll Be There.
Yes, I swear. you to be if you can resist it and make a commitment and stay with me in this. Stay with me in this. In time,
you'll be doing me right. And you get on your light when I'm holding you down, you'll be picking a fight.
Dismiss me will turn into missing me like I am yours. In time, the locks that you're turning will break and you'll let me discover you more.
Incredible FKA Twigs in time on Leeds Student Radio. You are listening to Girl Power and it is just about to turn 20 to 7. As many of people will know who live in Leeds and probably people around the country probably watch the event, Leeds hosted the MOBO Awards, which is the Music of Black Origin Awards, earlier this week. And FKA Twigs was actually nominated for three of these awards. These were Best Female Act and she had two nominations for Best Video. And she actually won this nomination with her video for Pendulum. And if you've seen her videos for any of her songs and know her history, she's an incredible dancer and her videos are just so powerful and moving. Like, her latest kind of music really defies convention. It's very bold, full of lots of statements about sexual politics. And a lot of the visuals are quite challenging as well. They kind of challenge social norms and make people think. They're very evocative. And she's kind of performed at the MOBOs, which I would have loved to have been there to see, because her performances are just incredible. Like, the things she does on stage, she doesn't just stand there and sing, She kind of acts out. She does like contemporary dance. It's incredible. And her performance, she combined Figure Eight and In Time, which you just heard from her Melissa EP, which if you looked at the EP, you wouldn't know that that's supposed to say Melissa, because she kind of spells it M3LL155X. So I mean, even I had to Google how that was supposed to be pronounced. And it's actually the third EP that she's released. I mean, check out her previous stuff. It's all amazing. But that was on the 13th of August this year, released through Young Turks. And that was just a really glorious number. I think she's just an incredible musician. And she faces a lot of kind of attacks in the press, like a lot of racist attacks. She's in a relationship with Rob Patterson, so she gets criticised about that quite a lot. And it's just a shame, because she's such a talented musician and dancer. It's really unfortunate that people can't see past the kind of whole celebrity interest in people's personal lives and just enjoy her music. But next, got a song from Speedy Ortiz, who actually played Brudenell earlier last month, I believe. One of my friends went and said it was incredible. But they've actually kind of just announced that when they finish their tour, they're going to be doing a kind of all-ages tour in aid of Girls Rock Camp Foundation, which is like a charity. And it encourages girls to pick up instruments, which if you listened to my show last week, in the interview with Wolf Alice, Ellie was talking a lot about how girls don't get the kind of same opportunity to learn instruments. It's very like masculine, feminine instruments, and it's very detrimental for female artists, which is why we don't have as many kind of emerging up through the like roots of like musicianship. And this kind of charity tries to ensure that girls and boys are placed on a level playing field. And I just think it's great that they're doing this for this charity, and it's a really good cause. But this is their song, Cash Cab.
Someone who laughs at a crash car rental. Someone who hurts in an accident. Someone is scared of abandonment. And all I ever do is
Waters with Cash Cab there, and that was a definite recommend you check out some of their other tracks. But now we're going to look at new releases from female artists this week, and there have been so many to pick from. The first one is definitely inevitable and predictable, and one that you definitely cannot overlook, and Grimes, it's Art Angels, was released on the 6th of November last week, following her really successful release Visions in 2012, which is exciting. But this one is a track which is actually quite aggressive hate track towards music site Pitchfork. And if you know anything about Grimes or have seen any of her other interviews, you can kind of notice that she gets misinterpreted quite a lot, and Pitchfork contributes to great majority of those misinterpretations, and they often kind of use her words to create different meanings and articles, and this song is kind of an attack on that, and it is called California. Grimes on Leeds Student Radio. The time is 10 to 7 and you've been listening to Girl Power. That was Grimes there with California, her Pitchfork-directed attack on their articles. But next, a second new release I've got coming up is from a young lady who goes by the name of Banks. She's like an American singer-songwriter who recently has just gone on tour with The Weeknd, actually, in America. So not really in the UK yet, but she should be coming next year, I believe, that she announced in an interview with Vice. And it's kind of a really minimalist synth track, and her new album is supposed to drop next year, though not much has really been heard about it. She's been quite elusive, so just enjoy this number now. This is called Better.
Are you so afraid?
Banks on Leeds Student Radio with Better. And thank you for listening tonight, guys. The show will be on the same time next week, but we're going to leave it with a lovely cover of the Four Non Blondes What's Up from Summer Camp, who performed this song as their closing number at Belgrave and dedicated it to David Cameron and the pig. Thank you for listening tonight, guys. This has been Girl Power.
For a destination, I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of men, for whatever that means. And so I cry sometimes when I'm high in a bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. Hill of hope for a destiny.